This is Dr. Chad Edwards, and you're listening to podcast number 48 of Against the Grain. Are you tired and fatigued? Are you frustrated with doctors because they just don't seem to listen? Do you want to fix your pain without surgery? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we are the clinic for you. We offer prolotherapy, PRP or platelet-rich plasma therapy, and stem cell injections, IV nutritional therapies, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and functional medicine to get you back on track to optimal health. Call our clinic at 918-935-3636 or visit our website at www.revolutionhealth.org to schedule your appointment today.
Welcome to Against the Grain podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards, where he challenges the status quo when it comes to medicine. We get into hot topics in the medical field with real stories from real patients to help you on your way to a healthy lifestyle. Get ready, because we're about to go against the grain.
Hello, hello. This is Marshall Morris, and today I am joined with Dr. Chad Edwards, who believes that 80% of medical recommendations are crap, technically speaking here. He is a board-certified family physician. He is a veteran of the U.S. Army, and he's an author of Revolutionize Your Health with Customized Supplements. Dr. Edwards, welcome.
Man, it is good to be here. We had last week off. I hated not being here. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Okay, awesome. Now, Dr. Edwards, we have a guest on the show today. I'll let you introduce her.
Yeah, so we have Sue Gaskell. This is, I think, the third time?
This is the third time.
Third time we've had her as a guest. She's absolutely amazing. She is the area rep.
I'm the senior territory business manager for Innovative Skincare's is clinical brand.
Yeah, so I mean, that's... You know, if you want like the absolute best skincare stuff out there, like this is the company. This is, and Sue knows more about this. In fact, she's forgotten more about this stuff than most of us have ever known.
Okay. Right?
It's really amazing. And we're going to get into some of that in the next couple of episodes. But this, the topic that we're going to start with, and is there anything else I should say about you?
No, I think
on that. Okay, but she is also an expert, and I don't know the certification on this.
You get certified a number of ways. So I'm getting certified through EFT Universe. I'm certified with Carol Look's Yes Code Abundance Training. So I've got a couple of certifications. I've got a trauma certification through EFT for trauma.
Okay,
so a few.
Very cool. So you talked a little bit about the EFT portion, and you know, we try to keep most of our podcasts about 20 minutes or so. This one, I don't know how long it's going to go, but if it goes over, it's necessary, because this, you know, this is one of these topics that when I first saw this, I was like, that is pure quackery. That is the weirdest, most bizarre thing. And you have to be a lunatic to think that this works. In fact, I wanted to go get the pyramids and put them on my head and smoke the incense and all. That's really kind of what I thought. But the reality is this no joke works. And I am so excited about this. We've been planning this for at least a month, if not a couple of months. And I think it's something that we all need. You know, the foundation of what we do in our clinic is the healthy trinity. So it's exercise, nutrition, and the three R's. So today we're going to focus a little bit on part of those three R's, which is reducing stress, recovering from exercise, and rest, so sleep. So, you know, stress and a lot of the emotional baggage that we have and the way we react to certain things in the environment and our, you know, in our world cause a lot of problems. A lot of us have a lot of scars because some of the crap that we've gone through. And a lot of people will have severe emotional responses to certain things. And so, Sue, talk to us a little bit about what we're talking about here.
So, when you explain EFT to people, lots of people think it's kind of a goofy thing, just as Dr. Edwards is saying. It's the EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. Most people actually refer to it as tapping. It's a way of tapping on the energy meridian points that have been used in Chinese medicine for thousands of years effectively. It's the same basic idea as you would see in acupuncture, except for with EFT, you tap on those energy meridian points to relieve the stress in your body. And by tapping on those energy meridian points, you can release the stress because it changes the negative charge in your body to a positive charge. In fact, the science behind it shows that cortisol, which is one of our fight or flight hormones, right, can be reduced as much as 50% with only one EFT session.
Holy cow. So we talked about adrenal fatigue and, you know, some of these things and the cortisol, high cortisol levels, cortisol response, this hyper reactivity, this kind of constantly on alert. So you're saying that with the emotional freedom technique, we can lower that response just in one treatment.
Just in one treatment. And it's something that is easy to teach anyone. So there's a couple of different scenarios you can use it in. The idea of this is if you came to an EFT practitioner is we want to help you through your big issues, but we want to teach you a technique that you can take home with you and use anytime you want to easily to relieve the stress of your minor issues. So if you relieve the stress of your minor issues through tapping or even your bigger issues where you have some big negative belief that is hugely impacting your life, you can change the negative charge around that and then that belief quits controlling some aspect of your life. Once you release it once, it's gone for good.
That's absolutely amazing. Clearly, I think a lot of our patients at Revolution would benefit from this. A lot of the things that we do in Revolution, you know, there's a paradigm shift in the way I was trained in medicine. And the way I was trained was you have a randomized placebo-controlled double-blinded study that proves something works, so you incorporate that in your practice. And if there's not one of these kinds of studies, then we'll often say, well, there's no evidence it works. I don't practice that way. Kind of foundational principle is the first dictum of medicine, first do no harm. So as long as I'm not harming someone, then that intervention is on the table. So how many people have been harmed with EFT?
None.
That's just amazing. And that was kind of a loaded question. We hadn't talked about that before, no. But I knew what you were going to say. And it's, so, you know, if you're skeptical about the, you know, if any of our listeners are skeptical about the emotional freedom technique, you got to understand that this is something that's not going to harm anyone. And you may look a little goofy doing it or, you know, something like that, but who cares? You know, approach it with an open mind because this is something that a lot of our patients have had tremendous benefit with. So I'm gonna kind of turn it over to you and tell us how do we get started with this? What are some of the caveats? Where do we get started?
Probably, if you want to see EFT in action, anyone can YouTube it. I mean, Honestly, there's tons of it out on YouTube. Anyone can see how it works. The reason that we recommend often that you go to a trained practitioner is that we all have issues that are bigger than ourselves. And we can think about our big issues ourselves, but we don't ask ourselves the right questions to get to where did they come from? Why do we have them? What is the actual belief? What are the other aspects of the belief that are keeping it in place? So our level of helping ourselves sometimes is a little bit limited just because we don't know what questions to ask ourselves. On a day-to-day basis, you can relieve almost all of your stress and a lot of the pain that we see just as stress pain just by tapping yourself and doing stupid things like, it's not really stupid, but it's going to sound stupid when
right.
I say it.
Sure.
I want this pain in my shoulders to go away. I'm really upset with this pain in my shoulders. I wish it would go away. Statements like that while you tap around the meridian tapping points and pretty soon the pain goes away. It's really kind of amazing that way. And if you think about that, in the reality of medicine today, 95% of the chronic medicine that is, or chronic medical problems that are going on in the world today are partially caused by a stress reaction. So then if you can heal your stress reaction, you heal your body and the disease goes away.
Right.
So it's not going to cure. I can't say it's going to cure everything, but I will say that it's going to make your healing happen faster and better.
Sure. So what are some of the things, you know, kind of minor issues, moderate issues, severe issues? What are some examples of some different, you know, some minor issues and maybe some severe, if you got some moderate, what are some examples? Who would benefit from this?
So pretty much everybody benefits from it. It's one of those things, if parents did it with their children when they were young, they wouldn't end up as adults with emotional baggage that they're carrying around with them because they would have let it go when they were young. Unfortunately, we don't teach it to our children, so they carry it all the way along with them. But you can do something as small as stop smoking, I'd like not to crave chocolate, any of those things you can do. Addiction, it's really powerfully helpful for addiction. They actually had, the last time that there was a big problem at Killeen, at Fort Hood in Killeen, right. Texas, right. They had 100 EFT practitioners there to help the people on the base heal from the stress that was caused by the shootings at Killeen.
Right. So the military brought these people in to deal with these, to deal with that trauma.
Yeah, there actually has been a couple of things. There has been a big study done in the VA system in the United States on using it for the veterans for post-traumatic stress. Mm-hmm. There was a significant trial done on something called Operation Freedom, where they brought people in that had had post-traumatic stress for years, and it was affecting all of their relationships. And in the period of about 6 or 7 days, they were able to help them deal with many of their events that they'd been carrying with them from when they were in war, and it was affecting everything in their lives.
Wow. So as you were talking about some of those things, especially with the veterans, you know, I'm the medical director for the Patriot Clinics that uses hyperbarics to help with our veterans. One of the things we see so commonly is low testosterone. There are a number of different issues with veterans, and you want to treat that holistically and incorporate everything that you can, because I think there's how many suicides? 11 suicides
per
day?
Huge number.
You know, from veterans dealing with all of the issues. And so anything, I don't care how crazy we look doing this. It doesn't matter. We've got to do something to stop that kind of stuff. So I did not know that the military was, and even the VA was using it on that level. So anything to help with this. And again, it's one of those things that correct me if I'm wrong, there's no side effects.
No side effects.
And there's no harm.
No
so
harm.
Why wouldn't we consider this? Especially when everybody could potentially benefit.
Everybody, it's just one of those things. The reason that people don't do it is they've never heard of it.
Right.
Or they look at it and they go, oh, that's too woo-woo for me.
Right.
In reality, all they have to do is try it to find out that it works on everybody if you've got the right practitioner starting you on your path.
Right. And I will say this. I will give you a personal guarantee. If you will try this and it doesn't work, I will give you your money back. you're not paying anything. So. Anyway, yeah, it's worth a try. So, how would someone get started?
Well, there are a number of practitioners anywhere. I really suggest that people find a practitioner. But if you don't want to, get out on YouTube and tap along with any of the people that are tapping on YouTube. What is interesting about EFT is they have something in EFT that they call borrowing benefits. So you tap along with somebody's problem that is not your problem at all, and you get benefits from it because of the tapping releases stress in your body. It doesn't matter whether that's your issue or not. If you'll tap along with anything, then the stress will go down.
Can you give me, I know this is not necessarily an instructional podcast on how to do this, because it's probably too difficult, or not that it's hard, but it's just through words, you know, a picture's worth 1,000 words.
Sure.
So just through words. But can you kind of run through a scenario?
Sure. So out in the world, a lot of venues are saying, oh, all you have to do is think positive thoughts, and the positive thoughts will turn into positive action. In reality, what happens in your mind is you might have some positive thought and you're thinking, I'm going to use this as an example because this is a good one. I believe that I have a better job coming my way. I believe I have a better job coming my way. And in your subconscious mind, your subconscious mind is saying, oh, you're a liar. You're not qualified for a better job. You're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar. So what you can do with EFT is you start with a setup statement. EFT is done around negatives. So you start up with a setup statement saying, I believe that I'm not qualified for a better job, even though I want one. But even though I have this belief that I am not qualified, that even though I want one, I accept that I have these limitations and I love myself anyway. So you start saying, I know I have these negatives, but I'm going to accept that I have them.
So it's just a statement.
It's just a statement.
Okay.
Then you, and you're tapping on what we call the karate chop point. So that would be the point between your little finger and the and your wrist, which is the soft point of the hand where you would chop a block of wood if you were a karate master.
The lateral aspect of the hypothenar eminence.
Okay, we're going to go with that.
I couldn't.
Whatever he said.
Actually, then, the medial aspect. But anyway, go ahead.
Then you have various tapping points around your face and upper body that you would tap on while you say statements about it. And it could be as simple as, I don't believe I am qualified for a better job. I don't believe I'm qualified for a better job. Most people get caught up in, they don't know what to say, when in reality, this what you say around the tapping points has more to do with keeping you focused on your issue than it does with having some brilliant statement to say about your issue. So you tap on it to keep the focus, and then you want to judge before you start how stressed you feel out about it on what we call a SUDS level. So it's units of distress. So from 1 to 10, how distressed do you feel? So you get your unit of distress, so it may be an 8. You do your round of tapping. So you would do all of the meridian points a couple of times. Then you take a deep breath, and then you evaluate where that level of distress is. Most of the time, it's going to have gone down. When you get it down below the level of 4, sometimes it will resolve by itself, and sometimes you need to get it a little lower. But once you're over lower than 5, you're what we call over the hump. So chances are it's going to start to resolve by itself.
Makes sense. Marshall, I think we need to take a break for a second.
We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up where they can get more information.
Sounds good. Vertical Limit Fitness constantly strives for better. Better mind, function, fitness, capacity, and community. They accomplish this through bodyweight boot camp style classes and high-intensity functional fitness classes. From group classes to private training, Vertical Limit Fitness elevates your health and wellness while helping you become able to do anything and prepare you for everything that life may bring along. Call 918-409-1633 or visit their website at www.verticallimitfitness.com for more information and to sign up for a week of classes.
Okay, and we are back, and we're joined today with Sue Gaskill and Dr. Chad Edwards, and we're talking about EFT. And so before the break, we were starting to get into the specifics of how to do it, but I want to pick up where we left off and just keep going down this path on how listeners can implement this or try it for themselves.
Sounds good.
Okay, so there are a number of easy ways that you could actually learn to do this. Out on a website called the EFT Universe, they have a mini manual that anyone can download. It's free. It shows the energy meridian points, but I'm just going to go through them quickly for you. The ones that are the most common. So we talked about the karate chop point is where you start with the setup statement.
Right.
Once you're past the setup statement and you've accepted your issue, then you just tap on different points around your face and body. So the first could be where the hair of your eyebrow meets your nose. So you want to tap right where the edge of your hair is.
If you have a unibrow, what do you do? Sorry.
So if you have a unibrow, you tap where most people would have the end to their eyebrow.
Got it.
Just imagine where it is.
Got it.
Or let's go someplace and get it waxed.
Sorry, I didn't mean to really throw
okay.
you.
That's okay. The second place you would go is to the outside of the eye, and you don't want to be on the temple. You want to be on the area that's right near the orbital bone, where your eye meets the orbital bone.
Okay.
Then you would tap underneath your eye again where the orbital bone meets your eye, underneath your nose between your nose and your upper lip, underneath your lower lip at the chin crease, so where most people would have a chin crease. The next one is a little harder to find. So where you have a U-shaped bone in your collarbone, you can tap on either side of that just beneath the pointy part of the bone, or you could take your whole fist and tap all the way across that area, across the two pointy bones, and you'd cover everything.
And that's just for, if you wanted to, since you can't see a picture of it, it's right on the manubrium, which is the other upper portion of the sternum.
Yep.
And you've got the medial portions of the clavicle, So your collarbone that comes and meets in the middle. And so she's talking about that whole area right there.
So where a man would tie his tie. That's an easy explanation is where a man would tie his tie.
Exactly.
Then you would tap underneath your arm, and this is 4 inches below your armpit on the side. If you were drawing a line down the side of your body, it would be right in the middle of that line. So for women, it's right where your bra strap usually is. For men, again, 4 inches below your armpit, right underneath your armpit. And the last tapping place would be at the top of your head, and you can use all of your fingers to tap around in a small circle at the top of your head. The reason that you are tapping on so many different places is because each different energy meridian point pertains to a different place in the body, and you don't know where your negative energy is stored. So the idea is to hit them all. If you cover them all, you're going to get one or two of them right, and you're going to make a change.
Okay. And how many times do you need to tap in each place?
So it really depends. Sometimes you can do it just in one round and things will go away. More often it takes a few rounds. But for most people, for most of the things that they're going to be doing themselves, which are day-to-day stress, they can do it in less than 5 minutes.
And so like if I'm tapping there on the karate chop part on my hand, how many times do I need to tap that?
You're going to tap it through three statements. So it's a continual tapping through three statements. Okay. So let's say that we're going to go with the stress is causing me. I'm just going to give you a script that's easy.
Okay.
The stress is causing me pain in my shoulders.
Okay.
So this is karate chop point. Even though the stress is causing me all this pain in my shoulders, and I really am not happy about the pain in my shoulders, it's causing them to be really tight. I accept that I have all this stress and it's causing me pain in my shoulders, and I'm going to honor myself the best I can. And you would do that three times, that sentence three times.
Okay.
Then you'd start at the eyebrow point. I have all this stress. Then to the side of the eye, I wish it would go away. Underneath the eye, all this stress is causing me pain in my shoulders. Underneath the nose, I wish the pain in my shoulders would go away. Underneath the chin, it is so stressful that I have all this pain in my shoulders. Collarbone, it's very stressful. I wish the stress would go away. Underneath your arm, this stress is way too much for me. I'm tired of it now. Top of the head, I wish this pain and stress would go away. You can do it as many times as three or four. You can do it as few as one. What you want to do is, at the end, you want to take a deep breath and check your stress level. And you do it as many times as you need to until you're down at a three or below. And once you're down at a three or below, you can stop because it'll go away on its own.
Okay. And so evaluating that stress level again, when you're thinking about that stressor, you're kind of giving it a number on how stressed out you feel about that statement.
1 to 10. How stressed are you? And check it every time on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay. So very, very, very interesting topic. A lot of people, I think, could benefit from this if they'll take the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it can look a little wacky. It can seem a little bit weird. But I think if most people would kind of jump outside the box and consider doing it, I think that there may be a lot of benefit for a lot of people.
It's interesting. If you look at the studies on what they or the literature on things that they've helped with EFT, as little as day-to-day stress and again as much as PTSD. So it's a wide range and everybody has stress. There's not anyone in the world that couldn't benefit from this technique.
Amen. So if they want more information, and we mentioned that most people, if they've got some real severe stressors, they certainly need some assistance with this. So how would someone, you know, if they're not in the Tulsa or Dallas area, how would they find out, how can they find someone that can help them?
Well, so the great thing about this is you don't actually physically have to be in the same place as the person that's helping you.
Okay, cool.
Most of this that I do with people that I know is done either via the phone or via Skype. So anybody anywhere can get help from anybody else anywhere in the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we can just have them call you. What's your cell phone number? And
so actually, if you wanted to contact Dr. Edwards' office, he can get you in touch with me. And I do take a few clients on a referral basis.
Okay. So you can call our clinic at 918-935-3636. Certainly go to our website at revolutionhealth.org. And there's contact information and we can help steer you in the right direction. that amazing topic. I'm so excited about it. I'm ready to learn more. I have not yet done it myself. I'm really anxious to give it a try because I like doing most things that I recommend. Seeing, you know, it's fun doing prolotherapy on yourself. Why not? Maybe we could do EFT during prolotherapy. Those needles stress me out. Yeah,
there you go.
That maybe there's something to that. So anyway, thanks so much for listening to us today, Marshall.
Dr. Edwards, thank you. Sue, thank you. We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards. Tune in next week where we'll be going against the grain.